Capital 263.
Hello, guys. What's up? What's up? How you doing?
Hey, how are you, Zimbabwe?
I don't know about Zimbabwe, but me, I'm tired.
That's not about you, girl.
I don't know. So welcome to The Hangover. Hangover is that show that gets to explore the social culture as we have it in Zimbabwe. And today is a very special yeah, show. I've got everybody that I love in this room.
Very special.
That bubbly Lisi is around, y'all.
Yeah,
and it's a freaking
guys.
Birthday. What?
Thank you. It's my birthday today.
And we did the things. You missed out, Lada.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yes, you did. You missed out.
I don't know why I stayed.
I did my
brow
thing.
Said that.
I did the thing. I did my thing.
The damn thing.
And also joining us is none other than that Mr. OK guy.
What's up?
Yeah, he's looking so decent today.
Right?
What?
Can I tell you something weird?
Please do.
Dre, remember, 2015, uh-huh. 2016.
What happened?
Remember, he sang happy birthday for me.
Yes, he did. I wanted to say that.
Oh, yeah, I actually remember that.
Yeah, because I said, it's my girl's birthday. Make her something. And he's like,
I remember. And it's your birthday today.
It is.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, you should get more than just, one bar. You know what I mean? Get something.
I'm getting there. Don't worry.
Get something. I think Mr. Okay has got better things in mind, right?
I don't know, man.
You're not sure?
You never know.
So today we're going to be talking about how to quit alcohol like a buzz in the trumpet. And during the buzz, we're going to talk about a tweet that I came across this week that says, if your man allows you to smoke and drink, you should know he does not want to marry you.
I have like so much.
Yes, clapback season, people. But before we get into that, let's head over to withdrawals. One at a time and in a building, baby. Yes, with Rose. Thank you.
I heard that on the last show and I was like, wait, Lala, what?
The story behind it is too much.
I don't know. I don't even know what the story is. I'm just like, keep it to yourself, girl. It's okay. So here's what to expect this coming weekend. On Friday, we start with Takura's album launch and 1+1.
Yes. Let's talk about that.
Tell us, brother. What's up? What's up on Friday?
To begin with.
It's very close to your house, eh?
Very.
It's second home.
Literally.
Yeah. It's everybody's go-to place.
Yeah. No, but, I think it's because I think the last very few artists have album launch.
Wait, 1+1?
Yeah, I think the last person was, I don't remember.
Uh-huh.
That was a while ago.
Okay.
Yeah. I only know Killer T.
So tell us, Takura, what is it going to be like? Because I've been to your shows during the stripped Varsity tour, and it was always full of surprises.
Uh-huh.
And so this time, because seeing that you've grown bigger and better,
uh-huh.
What can we expect?
Fireworks, as usual.
Yes.
I always want to do things differently.
Mm-hmm.
Because even when it comes to the performance, mm-hmm. I have a live band.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike, you feel like it's a club, so we're just going to do backtracks. You know what
uh-huh.
I mean? So we're rehearsing now. There's going to be a band.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have visuals at the back.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be very different, because I always want to do Zongondega.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
so
great.
So, yeah.
So are you pulling up some dance moves?
I might.
You might?
I might. There's a couple I've been working on,
So. Yeah, that's definitely good.
I might. I'm going to be very excited because this is my first album.
Mm.
And when to an artist, an album, first album is like how you guys feel about your wedding day.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
You really want it to be perfect.
Is that deep?
It is that. For me, it is. I'm extra passionate. I'm very passionate when it comes to my work, so... I'm not going to just do something just because I'm doing it.
All right.
I'd rather not launch than go launch as well. I'm a speaker. No, I can't do that.
So question. So I've noticed with most of your singles, uh-huh. you're usually you tend to connect with both sides, the bougie and the ghetto. So is it still the same vibe with this one? Is it anything different from your singles? What is it? Because I feel like a lot of people relate to you a lot because... You're both ways.
Yeah. It's the same, but I think it's better and more mature. It's still
mm-hmm.
trap. I did trap music. I've got love songs there.
Mm-hmm.
you know, sexy music for the ladies, turn up songs for the gang.
So look at Lala, she needs something to funk to, like, ooh,
yeah, you need to. That's why my album is called Someone Had to Do It. You know, someone had to do it.
Someone had to do everything. Like, you know, a mixed bag full of surprises.
Yes.
So tell me, is My Mana going to be there?
No.
Bruh.
Are they all new singles?
No, these are all new songs. My Mana is from last year's EP that I dropped in December. Yeah.
But is she, like, the My Mana in the video? Like, I crush on that girl. When I grow up, I want to look like that girl.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
Is she coming through?
Hopefully.
Please make sure she does.
I will try my best. I will try my
best. I really hope that she does pull through.
There's too many savages out there.
Yeah, look at you. Like, what if I pass up it, but I wasn't even in the crowd mixing and mingling.
So how many tracks on that?
18.
18 tracks.
It is.
I feel like when an artist puts so many singles, like so many songs on an album, I feel like that's his. It has to be lit, because I'm thinking if I'm going to play it, I'm driving to it. I'm listening to you
the whole way.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because so it's like 50.
Don't you think that's a lot of pressure?
No, it's not.
No?
I remember when I started and I went to ZFM and people were complaining, saying, hey, you're releasing too many songs. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, I live in a studio. Mm-hmm. I'm so passionate. I make music every day. Mm-hmm. This album, I started doing it on the 30th of December. That's 18 songs. But I know people that take 5 years to make 10 songs.
True. I think you're very generous. really,
I even wanted to make them 30 if I could.
You know, I've got so much hate against artists who do like an album and it has about 8 songs.
And then it was after 5 years.
Yeah, like, and that's a Zimbabwean thing. I was going to find it at 10. Mm-hmm. So at first I did 10. I was like, I've got songs.
Nah,
I've got like dope songs. Yeah. I should put them on. Because you were there, I remember. Mm-hmm. When I did Stripped, I didn't do it for 3 months. 2 weeks, we're done with 5 songs. Mm-hmm. And for 5 songs, about first EP, Rango, I have 3 number ones. Mm-hmm. You see, so I keep telling people, it's not that. If you know something, you know it. But
so I have about 23 of Tagura's songs in my laptop and phone together. I think if we add relationship goals, that's like 28. Uh-huh. And plus another 18. I think we're about to host a Tagura party up in here. And just play his music.
I didn't think about it like that. That's a lot of songs.
It's a lot of songs. So many songs. And I wanted to ask, I don't know if it's because I know you personally, but I actually have a City Saga in my folder. Uh-huh. And the one that's on the EP, do you rework on it the same way that you did with Maria Irambwe?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Changed the beats, changed everything.
The lyrics, everything.
No, not the lyrics, just the way it is. Because I felt like it's a good song, but the beats, wasn't working. Satisfied. Yeah.
Oh, that's so exciting.
I remember a time when Audrey couldn't share your songs with me because she'd say, I'm sorry, but I don't know which one is
out yet.
Yeah, because I used to send a lot of songs.
Yeah. I still feel like that though, because I think I also have. And you know, I wanted to give it to Tracy this one time.
I feel like Audrey just showed up. Just
a little bit.
If I can.
Yes, please do. You should. It's allowed.
And you know, I wanted to give it to Tracy because she's a cheater. And then I'm like, oh, flip. The song is not out.
those are just like demos that I make.
Yeah.
Tracy ate it halfway and she don't wait till should I continue with the song?
Or oh, man.
He is.
I'm always working.
He doesn't go out of the house. It's scary.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you call him and he's like, Ndribadin.
Which one is the Shumba Samaita?
Shumba Samaita.
What's yeah, you did do a track about Samaita, right?
Shumba Samaita.
I just have a song.
What's the Shumba Samaita? I'm Samaita. Samaita is like Dube.
And is it?
Yeah.
That's why I said let it go. Because Rumu Kaga is like, I'm also a Shumba Samaita.
Really? So you guys should do some vibing. You know, on that Samaita tip.
I'll lie at you.
I'll lie at your boy.
Like I found it.
All right. So that is it from Takure with regard to the album launch. Mm-hmm. Make sure to pull through at 1+1. It's $5 cover charge.
$5, yes.
And what about VIP?
VIP is $10.
$10.
Basically, yeah. Typical plus one price.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. That's nice. I wanna pull up in the VIP and please. Have some okay regalia please. Put on me.
And
we're gonna have a lot of merchandise because I've never released anything
like without merchandise. Yeah.
Yeah. So we collaborated with this label called Kid Hunter.
Uh huh.
So yeah, it's Kid Hunter and me. So we dropped.
Oh yeah, I noticed on Wars of Friday you were wearing some really dope shit from them.
Yeah.
That was dope.
So we're gonna have everything.
Uh-huh. He's wearing a Kid Hunter now.
Yeah, he is.
That one. Right there.
So, what a wow.
But yeah, you guys are coming by.
Yeah. Pick up. So also to expect is XQ's album launch on the 14th. It's called Teo Teo. And there's going to be performances from Ja Praise, Zanati O, and what's the name? Take with Zinza, right? So this is happening at Unplugged and then Borodel. So pull through for that and just support local music.
But don't you think Unplugged? Because it was like a weekend.
I think they're doing this because end of this month they're going to Kwekwe. So they have to do one. Yeah.
I'm going to
Oh, yeah. Well, we are. We planned that road trip. It's not dry. Kwekwe is starved of fun. Kwekwe is the Shavani Kunewanwane Mari who don't know what to do with their money. Yeah. That's and true. Also, Mukanya is relaunching in Zimbabwe on the 28th of April at HICC, featuring the Black Spirits and supported by Winky D. And we've talked about Davido in the past couple of 3 weeks. And
he better deliver because I feel like if he doesn't,
All right. So y'all know that Davido is going to be through and he's partnering with Gnimbi on an all-white party. So pull through on the 21st of April at HICC, baby.
All I can say about this is April is lit.
It is so lit. Like Kiliti had an album launch last week.
Last weekend.
Yeah, Sakato release. And then you know the album just started dropping. All right.
Good luck with your album, huh?
Thank you.
All the best.
I hope I will be able to come.
You have to. You have to. Don't hope. Just
come.
You just come.
Serious?
Yeah.
Are you doing this to us?
Yes.
I'll look out for you.
I don't know you. So this is it from Withdrawals, you guys. Stay tuned for the rest of the show.
Yep.
So welcome to The Buzz.
With that bubbly Lisi.
Yes. Wow.
Yes.
Scaba,
just wanted to remind you, I'm very good at making things about myself.
No, yeah. Yes. We see that. Yeah. We believe it.
Yes. Guys,
no doubt.
You have no idea how excited I am to be back here. You have no idea.
You look excited.
I think the studio missed you.
Yeah.
I think so.
Look how cute she. Let me just take a picture for y'all to see. She looks so cute with her headphones. Oh, it's like she was born in them.
I was born to do this.
Yeah. It's nice to have the founder around. This is the original hangover girl, guys. Just so you know.
She's the one with all the amazing hangover stories.
Yeah, so we just ended up coming. But like, she's the shit.
But I like what you've done with the show, girls. Well done.
Thanks,
I really love what you're doing with it.
Your girl, Lala.
When the boss pulls through and gives you a, you know, thumbs up.
You're like, yeah.
So like I said, we're talking about a tweet that I came across this past week. Mm-hmm. And it's very interesting how patriarchal our society is, but at the same time, and we're also Christian, but at the same time, and we're just, I think we're suffering a lot of identity crisis.
And at the same time,
you know, this guy says, if your man allows you to smoke and drink, you should know that he does not want to marry you. That's not his intention. And I want to know what you guys think. Because I know... Tiri ma free spirit.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like... To be honest, I feel like we're so stuck in society, because I feel like that's a very society statement, a typical mm-hmm. society statement where mm-hmm. you know how in our society we're always raised to be wives,
yeah,
not to be females, people, not to be individuals.
Yes.
So I feel like it's a typical guy who's, you know, brought up in the society of Guti, you know, if your wife drinks, if she smokes, has mm-hmm. But I don't know, I'm one person who I'm all about, if you decide to be with me, mm-hmm. and you see, mm-hmm. take me like
the way that I am.
The way that I am. Like, I don't know. I feel like, in general, I feel like, you know what? Because what's funny is, it's a guy who's saying, yeah, if she drinks, if she smokes, you know, whatever, she's not the wifey material. But it's okay.
Not even talking about that. Let's go back to the drawing board and look at the lessons that are implemented during patriarchy. Mm-hmm. As a man, you're supposed to be a provider. Apana patisha rambira murume wangu kuti hana mari irombe. But iye anokwanisa kundirambira kunzanzi, I'm outgoing and I smoke and I drink. And that is double standards. Mm. If you cannot take care of me and your uncles and your fathers raised you to do that, then you can stand there and say, ah, baby, because at the end of the day, you should be able to put your money where your mouth is. If it's going to be, you know, that kind of a society, then both parties need to play that role.
You know what I learned?
What?
I have started not fighting with society, unfortunately. So I'm sorry, girls, but I'm going to take the other route here.
And say what?
I have learned not to fight with society. At the end of the day, for me, society is society, and when they say it, they say it. And from my experience with guys right now and the discussions that I've had, it's actually a funny thing that I'm here and you're talking about this, because I decided that for a few months going forth, I'm just going to be analyzing and looking at this whole men versus women thing and how it's going. And so far, I've learned that guys are very egotistical. And being very egotistical as they are, they really, really, really thrive on what their peers say. Mm-hmm. They really thrive on what their family
says. And what they're told, yeah.
So at the end of the day, your boyfriend might be okay with going out drinking and smoking with you, but as soon as one of their counterparts says, this is not cool, you can't marry Mskanagada Ejadak.
Shit.
It's dead and gone. So for me, what I've seen is, if your boyfriend is drinking with you and if you smoke the occasional blunt together and things like that, I think that's good. But as long as he has intentions for you, trust me, he's not going to go out there and parade you drinking and smoking. Shagadar. So for me, I think whoever wrote this tweet had a very strong and informed decision behind this thing. I've actually noticed something very weird. Mm. I know this is just going to go the other way with this conversation, but I've noticed some guys saying, "Kanarim skanong chaye chaye, I'm not even going to go out and hang out na
yeah."
So if you are the main chick and don't go to one display, and if you are the side chick and don't go to parade, so I'm still trying to analyze that whole thing. But so far, that's my take on this.
I don't know. I feel like, you know, just jumping on what you said and how, you know, because there are a lot of men that say, you know, if she's really my person, I'm not gonna go out with her, guy gotta go and stuff like that. But I don't know, for me, I just feel like when guys find a girl and you or see a girl who's, let's just say, against against the typical girl that society has, you know, built together. Mm-hmm. When they find someone who's independent and someone who, personality-wise,
mm-hmm.
and someone who is outgoing, whatever, I feel like it's more of intimidation that makes them have decisions like, I'm not going to go out with
it
her.
It is.
You're very intimidated because you know what I'm able and capable. I feel like society in general, why women are so oppressed and disadvantaged, because they know the power of women.
Yes.
But the thing is, we don't know our own power.
Hallelujah.
So I feel like once they see a girl, you know, like me, who I want to be out there, I'm trying to discover myself. You're automatically intimidated, and you're making me feel bad for being a strong person.
It is intimidation. I agree with that. which is the reason why he's not going to defend you when his friends say, ah, are you sure this is your girlfriend type of thing. So they intimidated and they can't defend you.
You see why I left this whole dating thing
in? Yeah, but you know, I'm trying to listen to what you guys are saying and look at my life in the past 6 months.
Okay.
I go out with my fiance. His friends go out with him. We go out together.
Do his friends go out with their girls?
Yes, they bring their girls.
But y'all are not smoking together.
We drink.
But y'all are not smoking together.
What's the difference? What's
the difference? So what? There's a... All right. So is that like a what's bridge that you cross? Yeah.
Like, what's the difference?
Once
it
you start smoking?
It is a bridge. It is a bridge. Trust me. In society, it is a bridge.
But like, that's what people, like, what's the difference?
And you know who's talking. And you know who's talking. This is my best friend talking. And you know what she's doing? Mm-hmm. She's not drinking like the typical drinking. Mm-hmm. She's sipping on the drink and, you know, standing next to her fiance.
So really.
Are you being so judgmental?
Exactly. Don't come here acting like, I smoke and drink with my boyfriend. What the fuck?
Yes, we do the thing. But, you know, I was reading, I told you guys I was doing a spree on Chimamanda Ngozi, and I remember the last book I read by her, Half of a Yellow Sun. Mm-hmm. They're two twins, and the one
smokes. I read that book.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we're such twinsies.
I know. Kainene smokes.
Yes.
And she ended up getting a white guy. Because
who she was bored with, by the way.
But was she really bored?
She was. She was bored out of her mind.
I don't know.
What are you saying?
But she was boring as well. Okay, let's do the literature review after this.
As the owls are boring, so...
I'm just thinking, would a black man have been able... Like, that army general guy.
Yeah.
I think that guy would have married Kainene if she didn't smoke so much.
But you know what? Let's do a literature review for a little while here. What I believe with Kainene was the only reason why that army general wanted to marry her was because she had this influential money thing on the side as well.
Yeah.
If Kainene was an ordinary chick like those like ones us. You'd meet at that other village where they ended up running away to hide if they were refugees down there, I don't think Mr. General would actually have thought of being interested in marrying Kainene. He would be interested in her, but I don't think you'd be interested in marrying her. And the reason why she ended up marrying that white guy, if we really look at it, is because he's the only one that could stand her drinking and smoking ways
and her weird ways. She was very weird. Mm-hmm. Like she spoke very little. Mm-hmm. And when she did, it was the kind of mashogo that would make you kufuga gumbezo chibisa type of thing. Mm. Like she had this twisted way of giving you a compliment and insulting you at the same time.
That's a lot.
And you know, I think as, like you were saying earlier, Lacey, because men, especially our African men, are so egoistic. That's not a character that they are raised to have in the household.
Exactly.
The kind of woman who tells you, because what don't go jaira kutien.
But can we safely say that looking at all these factors that people marry people that they... Okay, no, let me rephrase that. When people are getting married and everything, it's more settling. Because if we look at it, Anditi, like what Lisa was saying, Kuti, you know, you may drink and smoke and be cool with it, but once his colleague or family member, someone says, and then even if you're the one that he loves, you're probably going to be the one that got away. Mm-hmm. Because society doesn't approve of you.
Exactly.
So can we safely say that at the end of the day, most percentage people are settling when it comes to marriage?
Yes.
People are always settling when it comes to marriage.
People are settling.
I didn't say that.
Which is sad. I don't know. I think that's one of the things that also like makes me drift even further away from the idea of marriage. I know I'm still young, but you know, it's something that, because I'm like, at the end of the day, if I'm going to have to settle with you, sure.
Yeah, but you know what happens? Her study, it's a study that I'm doing, but not from men versus women. Mm-hmm. Because I think I did this a long time back. Mm-hmm. I'm now looking at the things that have influenced society to what it is. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you that one of those biggest things is the church. Mm. The church is a social order that was introduced to be able to control and manipulate
people.
Especially in the regard of how King Belgium used the same weapon to send missionaries down to Africa and colonize people using religion. Mm-hmm. And this is how households have been twisted. True. If you read the women of Proverbs 31, I'm like, what? It's a murumu washa
into basare. You know what I'm saying?
I don't get a baguette.
Because this woman is doing earthing.
She didn't dinda into basare.
If you look at most of these marriages, like especially traditionally, to be very honest, whatever. But he's taking all the, you know,
credit, and the woman is doing everything. So these are things that we need to then start asking ourselves, Kuti, when do women ever get rewarded for things that they do?
You know what? I think it's a matter of like what Lisa was saying, that you know, society will never, like when they say it. I think it's about, as a female, if you decide to go the route of saying, you know what, I've had enough, I'm going to do what I'm going to empower myself, you always have to be willing to be in a constant war.
So yeah, I think those are the consequences.
Finding women that are willing to constantly be, because I feel like at some point you may have that mentality of, you know, I want to be out there, but half the time because of the war is too much, you get tired and you end up just giving in. So I think it's a matter of you being willing to be in a constant battle with society.
And you're like, and you get tired, and you have other women around you
who are
always constantly reminding you that you chose the wrong path.
Yeah.
And that just, it makes you sick and guess yourself.
I feel like, you know what, I feel like when you decide to go that route, when you decide to be a strong woman, it's a lot.
No, it definitely is hectic.
It's
because
so much.
You know
you're
what?
Facing religion, society, yourself, even.
Yourself. You ask yourself two or three times.
Yeah, like, you know.
Am I sure this is what I want to do? And I think it's particularly difficult because as a woman, you're, first of all, you're raised as a daughter. And then you are raised
as a wife.
As a wife. And that's how you live for a while.
You're never raised.
And then
you're
raised to be a mother. And you're never raised to just be.
Be you, exactly. Like, just you're never given that opportunity to actually grow up and just discover yourself.
Yeah.
So it's that time when you're now discovering yourself.
It's very confusing.
The wonder, the war, everything.
On my way.
So what are we saying, girls? What are we saying about this tweet?
I just feel like,
tank it or keep it.
I feel like there's a new generation of men that are coming who will be able to embrace this better. And
I think it's more to do with the generation of women, to be honest, because
no, women will not ever be able to change anything.
But they did, though. I think Lala has a point.
Yeah.
No.
Remember feminism in the 50s and the 60s.
Uh-huh.
French women started this whole "I'm going to smoke and I'm going to show off that I'm smoking" type of, you know, image.
French are very
promiscuous. The Twiggies of that time, and they cut their hair.
Talking about the French,
and
you do realize
we could actually
wife.
Have a second women's revolution and have women say, you know what?
No, my culture that
has you.
Do you know why I'm saying this? Mm-hmm. The French can openly have a mistress. The French men. So as the women, you've watched 5 to 7, right?
Yeah.
The woman, an older woman, dates a young guy and introduces to the husband, and the children know. We are not anywhere near that.
Okay, let's bring it a little bit back home.
The moment we stop
talking about rest in soul, rest in peace. Winnie Mandela, a week or so ago, she passed away, and the South African women all came out dressed in black with their dukis on.
Yeah.
And I think that was very symbolic. Shows that my dukie shows that I can be a wife, I can be a mother, I can be an African woman.
You can be a slave queen.
Like you're telling me. And the black represents I can stand up and I can do whatever the F I want. Like she was like that. Winnie was like that.
And
she watched Winnie movies, she was like that.
So
you know?
Much.
Especially because she married a 40-50-year-old guy when she was 20.
She got
if
so
I did
much
that,
criticism.
You bitches would be judging me.
I think that's the thing. Like, okay, I don't want to, you know, put myself on a pedestal or put pressure on myself, but I really do feel like I've got a very strong personality, and I'm a very stubborn person. So I'm someone who's growing up in teenage and everything like that. I'm already that person who's constantly getting judged because I'm a very outspoken person. You know, a lot of people, even my mom sometimes struggles to kind of understand where I'm coming from.
Also the hormones, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. So, but I do feel like I'm one of those people who I'm willing to take that fight. Because I'm that person who I struggle settling. I struggle with being...
with following the status quo.
Yeah, I genuinely just struggle with that. And in the next 20 years, watch this space. Like, it may not be the easiest, but I really, I'm that girl who...
I want you to smoke and drink and get married.
Yeah, like, the marriage may take longer, though. It just may take a bit longer.
But we want you to do it.
Yeah,
even if it's
honest,
honest,
like,
elbow.
I want to make a stand, and I feel like I always, like, I want to get to a point where I can go to younger girls than me and be like, you know what, I've been where you've been. Because I feel like, I remember that I was thinking, you know, in school, like, when in school, like, we would always bring, like, people who would, like, career guidance people or people who you should look up to inspiration. But to be honest, those people were the perfect people. The girls who were top class, the girls who were, not top classes, like, first in their class, like, the intelligent girls, my teachers' pets and stuff. And I used to struggle relating to those people because I'm like, you really don't know what I'm going through, though. I'm half the time in the bottom 20 in my class. Mm-hmm. I'm the girl who's always being accused of things that probably she didn't even do just because I'm a very outspoken person.
So what are you saying about me? I get you. I get where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, what?
How did this become about you?
It's not about me. I'm saying that she's saying she's at the bottom. I'm finishing up her sentence.
Okay.
You know, she's the girl that's the bottom 20. She's the girl. So what are you saying about me? Are you saying that I can't make it true?
Exactly.
I'm a teacher and I get where she's coming from.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we need to change career
guidance. We want to change. We really
are bonding like that.
I want to be that girl who goes for career guidance and say, you know what? I made it, but I wasn't at the top.
Exactly.
People thought I would fail my form 4. Mm-hmm. Like, legit, when I got my results, people were shook.
Mm-hmm.
It was so that shook. Bad.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what? I'm here. I went to A-level. You know, I'm waiting to go to university. Mm-hmm. But, like, my point is, you know what? Girls like me matter.
Aww. Every woman matters.
Girls like me are half of the population. That's the honest truth.
I think it's most of us now.
Yeah. So... watch, like I said, watch the space. Give me like 20 years and just watch the space.
You know, it's very interesting that you should, you know, raise your experience the way that you have. Because, I don't know, the thing that is now happening with all of this globalization is there's a lot of identity crisis that is coming.
Mm-hmm.
On one end, you've got your mother raising you to be something.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, you've got you trying to be somebody.
Somebody. Mm.
And, you know, those two can marry. I remember an ex of mine telling me, Kuti, I don't know how to be a woman. And this was because
what's
I would
your
question
definition of a woman.
Because I would question him. Kuti, no, Iwewe, you're my man, but you've done A, B, C, D.
What's
and it's not
model?
Fair, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're my man, you're supposed to do this. Mm-hmm. You cannot be my man or want to be called my man and then mm-hmm. expect for somebody else to stand in your place.
Mm-hmm.
And for him, he's like, Hizo. I mean,
where is this coming
from? Yeah, but now I don't makudzirwe atinoitwaere aya. And you know,
I remember one guy that I learned with an A-level was like, to me, you're going to struggle to get married. And I'm like, see, that's the thing.
And I'm not aspiring to it.
And I was like, you're so used to girls, you know, talking about their wedding day.
Yeah.
I'm out here trying to talk about my independence.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get my own before I even think about getting married.
Snatch
so
it, y'all.
Check
snatch
your statement
it.
And check yourself.
Check yourself.
Before
check yourself.
You think that
excuse
I'm going to struggle
yourself.
Getting married, ask yourself, does she even want to get married?
Excuse yourself.
But that's very... my dad said to me when I was 20 that I should not... regard it as an achievement.
But I'm out here thinking getting married is a different type of achievement.
I remember somebody saying to us,
like,
I'm Baba.
I'm trying to figure out how I can do all of this, like do what I want.
It's,
and
it's
at the
not
same
possible.
Time, please my parents by getting married.
The other day, this
me.
Girl was like, she was in an argument, and then she was like, it was like they were sisters, and she was like to her sister, "Hey, Iwewe, what are you? I've got a ring. I've got a man."
Yes,
and I'm like, so in your life, you feel proud
because
you're
the man.
I feel so
sorry
for
keep
her.
A man.
No, yes.
Lisa. Wow, Lisa, thank you for raising that important point.
True. That's one of the reasons why, for me personally, relationships because stress.
No, I think this is.
But my point, Lisa, is the fact that. You look at her life. Her life, she has nothing else going on besides dick.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And dick in terms of dick that put a ring on her finger. She can't take care of her kids because she didn't utilize her time to, you know. She's living with her in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants... That's the only... That's my thing. Like, when you see yourself... you know, only showing off a man because that's the only thing you have for me, that's sad.
Mm-hmm.
For a girl who was educated.
That's very sad.
That's
true.
So sad. So that's what I mean. Like, yes, as much as it's hard to keep a man, but still that nigga's cheating on her.
What I just need is an answer. What I just need is the special type of glue, and I don't know where it's found.
No, I think...
this glue that helps you to have your life mm-hmm. and have the other side of life where you've got a man and you're married, and you glue these two together... and you have a life.
I'm a one.
And it like works. I don't get why it's so hard
maybe
to
that
make glue this glue.
God.
No, but seriously, guys, why is it the woman's it responsibility to keep her man? Why can my man not
you
keep me?
You don't see these niggas fighting so much to keep a woman.
That's what I'm saying. Why are you like, it's hard to keep a man, Hesho.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bruh. But also, can I just say, I feel like also if we are going to talk about, you know, a generation of women from, like you're saying, from the 50s mm-hmm. who stood up and, you know, took the independence. And
yes.
I think when we become mothers, we should also allow our daughters
exactly.
to grow. Because I feel like that's a very important factor. Because if you look at a typical household, especially in our culture, mm-hmm. Handiti, mm-hmm. the father always looks to the mom to raise the daughter in the
shit,
right way.
Bruh.
And you always have comments like, Saka pochara, what are you going to do? So I feel like, you know what, my mom is... she does have that society in her, the typical, but at the same time, I think she's allowed me to be my, also because I'm just a stubborn person.
Because you're not going to give.
Exactly, but she's really given me that leeway. She's like, yes, there's society, I have the society mindset, but I'll give you leeway. And just for that, I really thank her for that, because I think if she hadn't done that, I probably wouldn't even be in the studio today.
Wow. No, to be honest, I think there's one thing that we can give to our children. It's really girl children mm-hmm. and guys as well, because mm-hmm. they've got no idea and don't know tangira dambudziko most of the times. And it's this one thing called freedom. Mm. Let us let people be individuals. Let us not raise people that are the same. Because you'll find, Kuti, there are instances, I was having a conversation with my grandma the other day, and I was asking her if my granddad, before he passed, may his soul rest in peace. Mm-hmm. How he survived when she was Kumusha and he was in Harare. And Gogo said, Vanga wasinga biki. Takatisakambuya mtsago, wakatova kudza. Bashiti mwanao anupiki wanani. Like, this is just, it's you. It's your welfare.
I get what you mean.
You cannot feed yourself and you're a grown-ass man.
Boys are not raised to
take care of themselves.
They're raised to expect someone else
to take care of
him,
other people in
sad.
Return of... And I'm like... if you are an individual, learn to do how these things. And it's a married couple, for instance, and the man is cooking.
Exactly.
And you cannot even exactly. love the things that you love independently. And all of that. And I think what we're churning out now, it's, I don't know, sometimes I think, is it going to be confusing if we let people be what they want to be? But I think it's going to be very peaceful.
Do you know what? I think it's going to be a constant war between society and that's like, I don't know what word can you
No, call. I think it's going to be very peaceful once a society we embrace the fact that people can be whatever
but
they
how,
want
okay,
to be.
Think for how long, because as we speak right now, kids mm-hmm. that are being born in this year, in this day and age, in mm-hmm. our generation, mm-hmm. half of them are still being raised in the typical society mindset.
As so
I'm saying, I feel
now,
like
yeah.
it's going to be a very long... for us to get there,
we can't get
to,
there.
We are going to die, and they're going to be the people. They're still going to face that challenge.
We cannot get there if there's... all right, this is how we can get there. Mm-hmm. If the people who believe in the same thing mm-hmm. marry each other, and I the people who believe in the other thing marry each other, and then they show each other, no, listen, it's working. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, you are stuck with all of these lessons that you're taught, how to keep a man, how to take care of a man.
The guys on that other side are more attractive than the guys on the side.
It's a true thing. It really is.
Half of the guys that I'm attracted to,
you
come
need to
from.
Choose your problems very carefully.
No, but half the guys that I'm attracted to come from close knit families that
and
expect
what?
This of a girl. Exactly.
So you have to teach yourself to be attracted to better
but Lisa,
people.
Don't you think it's also because Mazimbabwe?
So I should be attracted to a French
no,
man?
No. Not that you wouldn't want to be girl. But my point is, don't you think also because you're just so surrounded by Zimbabwean men all the freaking time?
Yeah, I think so. I think I need to go out there.
I think, you know what, Lisa, we wanted a goal, remember?
Mm-hmm.
When we wanted to travel the world and
yes.
just experience the variety
yes,
of men
yes.
and appreciate.
What happened to that goal? Do you know what happened to that goal? I know what happened to that goal. Y'all went and got yourself engaged. That is what happened. Betrayal at its greatest. Like, do you know when she got engaged? I sat in my room for 2 days thinking, how does she go and do something like
that? We were rooting each other just the other day.
I remember I wrote it on my Instagram. I said, I don't even know whether I should be happy for you or
should I be sad. Because like,
how do you go and do this? How?
And I remember we always used to ask each other this question, bruh. Who's going to marry us?
And then she goes and gets someone to marry her.
And
she's
like,
I didn't get someone to marry
me. You went and got yourself someone to marry you.
No, he got me. This is what we need to stop, guys. I didn't get him.
I think one thing, Lisa, that I've noticed about Audrey is she's a very emotional girl.
Yes.
So I think she got emotionally trapped, not related.
Okay.
I'm not trapped.
You're
guys.
Trapped.
I'm not trapped.
No,
wheel.
No,
you're
no
trapped.
Not trapped.
You just
in the
don't
sense
know.
Of you're not yourself anymore.
So, Lisa,
I mean, because I asked, and I was like, why? Like, what made you pick him? Like, why did you say yes? And you were like, to me, because I couldn't picture myself being anyone else.
Seriously,
that's what I mean by trapped. As in, he got you like that. He hit them spots emotionally. Mm-hmm. Clap back.
Bruh, this is depressing, bruh. Let's go back
to all my girls out
answer.
There. Please, like, don't be another Audrey. At least give me like a 2 months warning.
No, but honestly, but on a real.
But
now,
these guys are so excited.
Now
about
I'm
the
on a real. I'm on a real now. I'm very excited that you went and got engaged. This is just an example that you can actually be that girl that has it all. You can actually be a girl like me and go and get married like that other girl that wants to get married.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so
yeah.
So for me, I say props up, like thumbs up, like
yeah,
it shows
I think the very
that
good
if she
thing
can
is,
do it, I can do it as well.
Yes, some girl power.
No, the good thing is I didn't have to go and change myself
mm-hmm.
and be like, hey guys, now you know, it just happened,
mm-hmm.
and then
I'm happy for you.
Look at you, all happy.
And just so you know, invitation or not, I'm coming.
You're coming. You're
and
great I'm a,
and we'll be drinking and smoking.
Okay.
And you're winning.
don't try.
You'll be like, excuse us, Hama, but this is what's up.
This is what's up, y'all.
Then you see my mom-in-law like, yo, what have I gotten myself into?
Because
she's the one who put the endorsement guy.
Mm-hmm.
Marry her.
Right.
Wife her.
Yes.
And she's like, I revoke.
So, I don't know. This tweet, I think it opens a lot of different topics.
A lot of, yeah. And a lot
so
of scars
I personally,
and wounds.
I think with this tweet, it's either you're for it or you're not. That's just what's up.
I don't
think
there's
in between.
It wouldn't mean
there's in between.
And I think treaty known to that to the other side of the continent.
Auntie.
Yeah.
So
treaty, know that to the... on the other side of Samora Machel.
You know that blunt.
You know that
treaty.
Who Inaki's kind of go to Pablo's and then we
a
do
blunt.
Like a Kamayang survey.
Yeah.
But otherwise,
it, all I can say, it needs a blunt. It needs a Mary Jane. Because,
All right, people, let us know what you think on our social media. It's Capital263 on Facebook, on Twitter. You can find us there. And you can get in touch with us personally. Right after the next break, we're going to go into the trumpet and talk
again,
about...
Again, you're lying. What break? After what messages?
No, I didn't say it. There's going to be a break.
Okay, today she always says after these messages.
There's going to
like,
be...
What messages?
I heard
it
the first time and
this.
I was like, what?
What messages?
I want you to listen to this break.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right. And the trumpets, there you go. Trumpets, there you go.
Are we back? Yes.
Yeah. Lisa's getting so impatient of me and she's like, girl, I need to go down this topic
because
now.
Because this is my favorite
today,
topic, y'all. This is like, my favorite. Like, let me tell you something. Remember the last time that I did a hangover episode, it was all about alcohol. Mm. Yeah, so that's how much I love and appreciate my alcohol, y'all.
But wait, how is this your favorite topic when you're talking about quitting alcohol?
I got advice for alcoholic anything. I got you. If it has anything to do with alcohol or lick of alcohol thereof, I got you. I'm your girl. I'm your alcohol girl in the hood. All right.
Wait, so when did you try to quit?
I've tried to quit alcohol almost every Sunday, basically.
Wow.
Basically.
All right, girl, you've got a long life.
No, but I'm actually excited about this topic because I've cut down on my alcohol intake significantly. So I got you on this one. I got you like a nut. All right.
So
the assurance
niggas,
is real.
This guy is a... What do we call this topic? It's the trumpet.
Yeah.
And we are talking about how to quit alcohol like a boss.
I love how you just came to life. You don't even understand. Like, you're blooming in alcohol. Like,
yeah. Blooming in alcohol, y'all. How do you quit alcohol, Audrey?
I basically go broke.
See, number one, get broke. So easy as that. If
smoke
you're
weed.
Broke, your life is sorted.
Smoke weed.
Like, if you...
It helped me.
Okay.
Because I used to drink way more.
Yeah, but actually that's true. Yep. You can actually quit alcohol by just drinking.
People would know, just know that I used to drink. So
I don't know.
When I started smoking weed, I drink less. I think now I drink wine more than anything, to be honest. Then I take like shots.
Well, the best way to quit alcohol is to simply change it up, first of all. I know a lot of people have done quitting alcohol by... By changing from either drinking vodka or beers or whiskey to drinking plain wine. Yeah.
Okay.
Because you know with wine...
Yeah, I think a lot of people try to just cut off nje.
Yes, that's the problem.
It doesn't work. That's how you always go back to drinking.
Yeah.
Or simply change your friends.
But I don't know if anyone is up for changing friends.
True.
Like, where would I even start? I don't know.
I have a cousin who quit alcohol by changing friends.
Which cousin?
Well, I can't mention his name right now.
Which do I know the cousin?
Which friends
I'm
did
not
he
sure.
migrate to?
He just
like
started
super boring, or they were like super.
He just changed his scene. Like, if it's a friend who always hollers at you on Friday night, change it. Like, cut them off, cut them out.
Oh, so it's just like how you would cut off fuck boys.
Yes, like how I weaned myself off fuck boys.
So if nigga only
I
says on Friday,
when you
what's
about
up?
That. I remember. Like, you were like, Lisa was such a so attracted to fuck boys.
She loved them fuck boys.
They're sweet. Like, who else is going to go for fuck boys? Like, they're just man.
Do you ever go to
shout out to all the fuck boys out there?
No, this is Manong.
I have a lot of patience for fuck boys. Just so y'all know. But that's another thing. Just change your friends. Mm-hmm. Like for me, it was this idea of I know I can't say no.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to do very.
Wait, so
very,
are you saying you've stopped drinking?
I haven't stopped drinking, but I've cut down significantly. I've cut down way
in terms of like a type of alcohol or
from
the...
type of alcohol to especially amount of intake.
So like what is your do you say I drink 4 glasses, like what do you do?
Well,
what
for me do? How bad was it? I could do a bottle of Jameson by myself.
Baby,
I could.
Ah,
I could,
Lisa was
I could
legit.
Do a bottle of Jameson by myself. And now I don't do it anymore.
What do you do?
For me, number one, it's the fear. I've instilled so much fear of hangovers within myself that every time I think of going overboard, I think about the hangover afterwards. And then I stop. Number two for me is I accepted that I don't have the power of no. I'm very weak in the no area. So instead of trying to say no, I've tried to come up with other excuses. I've identified my enablers. I've identified people who make me drink the most. And most of the times I've found ways of dodging them.
Wouldn't we want to talk about this? Let's hear more.
About who? About who I've cut out?
About the enablers and how you avoid enablers. Because I think that's everybody's weakness.
Actually, this is a funny story. I think I do a blog about this? I don't know.
I didn't read it.
But I've cut down on people. Like, most of the times, I know I can't say no. So now if people holler at me on Friday, I'll say, sorry, I'm out of town. Sorry, I'm in Marundera.
Yeah.
Or sorry, I'm in Kaduma.
Like, it's just... Because for me,
wait, so you've been lying to me for the past 5 months about where you've been?
No, I haven't been lying to you about where I've been.
You told me you were 10 times a day.
No, I've actually been there in the time that I've told you.
Yeah, because don't you get itchy? For me, when it's Friday, my blood just starts flowing in a different way.
Yes, sure.
I need to get out of the house.
But that's when my fear of the hangover actually pulls through. That's when it actually helps me. You know, I think.
Okay, so can you say that for you? Is it a matter of every time you go out, you have to drink, or you can go out and still chill, whatever?
For me, it has never worked. I've never gone out and not drank. It hasn't helped me. Yeah, and another thing is, you can actually get like a help partner. Like for me, it was the guy that I'm dating. Mm-hmm. He made me quit beer. I used to like beer a lot. Like I used to love beer. Well, we actually talked about how beer was giving me a pot belly.
No, yeah, and that it does.
And
it
that was scary enough for me. So every single time I would go out, he would say, "I hope you're not drinking beer. Don't touch beer. Don't touch beer."
And
there were a bit of
like
threats
taste.
Here and there. He threatened to break up with me if he.
Yes,
sure. I don't know. I feel
that's
like that's a very shaky way to come.
That's
I think
extra.
For me, if you're trying to make me quit something, don't be like, "I'll leave you." I'll be like, "Shut up."
No, for me, I think for me, he knew that would work. Okay. I think he knew that would work for me because I was like,
"You don't want what is
like,
it? This is the dick
he's like,
the
I'll
money.
Leave
what
you." I'm like, "You ain't going nowhere."
I want to find the secret because it's quite deep, clearly.
Yes, but I don't know. Like, all right. You talked about enablers, avoiding enablers. Do you have to avoid sports that people drink at?
I think it
like
depends.
Is there a way of actually doing that? Because I know I cannot drink. Like for me, it's just Urunway, 7-Up, and you know that's it.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, and I've actually got another trick. This I learned it from some ex of mine. You know how people always pressurize you to drink when you're there? Mm-hmm. Like if you're in a spot and people keep, you know, shoving shots down your nose and things like that. Mm-hmm. He's actually got a trick. No one knew in the time that I was dating him, no one actually knew that he didn't drink alcohol, but he doesn't drink at all. And how he would do it was he would go to the bar by himself, and when the time comes to order drinks, he would offer to go and order the drinks. You get to the bar and he had this concoction of mixing stony ginger beer with lemonade. And it actually looks like alcohol.
And ginger beer already has that young alcohol
exactly
taste. Feel
you see.
To it.
So you're at the club with everyone and everyone thinks you're drinking, but
you're
actually
really
not.
But you know,
I think those are the niggas who end up saying, your tolerance is weak.
Exactly.
You roll with the G's, but you're actually drinking it.
You know, he's marinating the ass out of you and he's not drinking. Like that.
Parfait table, guys. There's this word that I remember this one time we went out and I was actually having 7-Up. I think I had 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. And I was more drunk than everybody else.
Wow.
There's a word for it. I don't know what it's called. I'm forgetting. It starts with a C. They say that when you hang out with people who are drinking and you're having a non-alcoholic beverage, you start to get into the zone as well. So everybody else was drinking. But
you know what that reminds me of?
Yeah.
It reminds me of that energy drink. You know, that you switch.
Yeah.
Switch is vodka. There's this crazy notion that switch
is vodka.
Has alcohol in it. Is that actually true?
It like, is sugar.
I know switch is a very good diluter. Like
no, but I've had people saying that they got high
Of
switch.
Like time to have those people, they're just trying to fit in. I
went for my drags a couple of years ago and I had 2 Coca Cola and I had this amazing sugar rush. I swear
you
guys.
Maybe. Sugar rush, I can understand.
So it's an energy drink and people start getting really excited. They feel like maybe vodka.
Because I think energy drink has been proven to have the same effect as cocaine. You know how cocaine makes you...
Next
experience you come from my
age of mine, you tell me about the sugar.
No, I think like, you know how like cocaine gives people that hype?
No, I don't know. Okay, it gives me.
Okay. Apparently, it gives me. You know,
what? How do you know?
I've tried it, but personally, I didn't get. When I tried cocaine, this is what happened.
Okay.
It was just fucking with my nose. I felt like I had a constant flu.
What do we do?
I just took one blow and then my nose started feeling weird. I'm like, you know what? This is not my shit. I'm not trying this. We're like, take another. I'm like, nah. Deuces.
Nope,
but
done.
Apparently, I chilled people. You know that dude, okay?
They were this reminds me of that Denzel Washington movie I was watching the other day.
About what?
The one that he saves the plane, but then he's like really high. Yeah.
I know that movie. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this guy was telling me, he's like, it gives you that hype, like you constantly want to be active, you want to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to probably look at energy drink, how it may give you. Then maybe some.
Because isn't it caffeine?
Oh, it's just psychological.
You're
just thinking this is something
really
people
is.
Would drink alcohol usually.
Because the same way
use,
how
so.
You know how they say when you're really cold, uh-huh. if you tell yourself you're warm, you begin to warm up your own body.
Okay.
Fuck, people who say that should not say that. I'm broke as fuck. If I tell myself I'm rich, is it gonna work?
But you do realize you attract what you think.
I woke up, but got to. I'm so rich, I'm so rich. I go into TM, I shop. Then I...
But there's a point in time in our life, Joy, when that worked.
Why are you exposing us?
There's a point in our life where it worked. Like, I swear, it worked.
Which part? When you used to drink at hotels?
No, when we used to just chill and have the most fun, but we're broke.
I think we've always had the most fun. I think... being a girl, that's very easy.
It's uh-huh. very easy
because
there have
been,
like,
I remember there's been times when my friend was like, even when you're saying you're broke, but every weekend you're out, you're posting.
Exactly.
And I'm like, girl, if I'm telling you that some days I leave the house 25 cents, but you find me
in the most
opening
places,
a Jameson bottle.
In the most places.
It's literally knowing, I think when you know how to connect yourself and link yourself up, you're good to go. If you have
Bri, you just reminded me of something mm-hmm. when you say Jameson.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I went to a certain club in Harare this weekend. I won't mention the name for the sake of, you know.
Of your
but the fairness. Bottle of Jameson was going for $75. I'm still traumatized.
What?
Why?
Like, my Harare, what the fuck?
But already it's a club, right? I know the club you're talking about.
How do you sell a bottle of Jameson for $75 freaking dollars?
Because from Kocho Wepaningrina na Park Street, you can get it for less than $10.
Yeah. Like seriously, guys, $75 is the new phone.
It's a club price. My club prices. It's crazy. I don't know. I wonder, like, in other countries, are club prices like that as well? Are they that crazy?
Shamango my countries, I don't think I want $50 kupinda mbao. Look at your
who
face.
Am I partying with in the club? What?
Hopefully, if you see me that club, it ain't my money. For sure.
I'd rather buy myself new shoes, right?
Seriously, like, that's another way of quitting alcohol, though. Like, if you know a bottle is going for $75, go there. Super. Trust me, you'll be drinking Coca-Cola the whole night.
Yeah,
sure way to quit alcohol.
I think for me, do not want to on the soft drinks more than the alcohol.
Because in English, that's
$3. Am I buying a can for $3? And I know I can go get
dollar.
It
for 50 cents.
A liter foot if it's Coke even. Get out of here, man.
This is why we always get turned in the car at the back of some alley or outside Kuhuku and then go
with.
During my A break, literally, when we were going out, we would like tatani like a schedule or like a duty roster. Today you're hiding the bottle, and we always used to be rushing. On a bad day, it was Pushkin. Yeah, that was
Sherikov. Shout out to Sherikov.
That's do you know it's written in degrees. It's not. Look at that bottle.
How do you know?
Because I've been there.
I give up on you, child.
I give up on you, Lala. We wanted to get lit, but we were broke as fuck. We were like, let's look for the cheapest ass bottle. And then we got Cherikov and we looked at the. It's degrees. It's not like percentage.
God, Lord.
How many degrees is that?
Guys, we literally took like 2 shots each of that stuff.
You guys were on board. I don't know.
You were talking
about.
It was real. I've tasted.
But isn't that the kind of alcohol you want to store in your house?
I wouldn't store it. It's not safe.
You would kill yourself, aren't you?
But here's another surefire way of quitting alcohol. On a serious note, though. Like, I think you should actually have a proper reason why you want to quit alcohol in order for you to stop drinking.
True though.
If it's, I'm just going to take you back to that other topic you were talking about. If it's because of a tweet, trust me, it's going to be a struggle. You're not going to do it.
Mm.
If it's because, hey,
well, what about it has to be something you really want to do?
Mm.
It has to be on your terms.
It has to be on your terms.
It has to.
It has to be on your terms.
And I think for some of you, just go to the doctor. The doctor will tell you how far the liver is gone.
Do you know there's some people who, when they are told, you, your liver has like 2 years to live, the more they're going to drink because they're like, fuck it, I'm going to die anyway.
Mm-hmm. Ayo, but I was right.
Yeah, but very cool. So I don't know. I think the best advice would be just look for something that works for you, because each person is different.
Yes.
So look for something that works for you. It has to be on your terms. Yeah, it has to be about you. You can't let other people influence it. Other fact, it has to be you,
about
your choice,
you,
your decision.
And
I feel like when it's coming from you and what you want to do about it,
you can stand for it.
You can stand for it, and it will probably work.
Yeah.
It can't be because your boyfriend says so. It can't be because mom says
no.
so. Because best believe you're drinking that bottle. Yeah.
Exactly.
And don't do it in bijan. I mean, don't do it like all at once.
Yeah, like take your time.
It's bijan and bijan. If you know kuti. And on one night you probably have 18 pints of Castle Light. Start reducing and counting.
And another thing is, don't announce it. I think I've backslid a lot of times because I've had people not believing that I can actually do it. And a lot of people go, I know my mom. Have you heard my mom? My mom says, "Wangu Lisa Chai."
Wangu Chai is like, I gave birth.
No.
She's talking about my girl now. You playing.
I'm talking about my girl. You're playing. She's not quitting no alcohol. Wangu Lisa, quitting alcohol. What's that? But you know what? I've stopped telling people this, and people have actually not noticed that I've gone down a long notch.
So let's say well done to you.
Thank you.
Do you, is your goal to stop or to just
reach? No, hell no.
Ooh, okay, all right.
Just needs my business.
Sorry. Okay, so we're saying you're doing it now. You're at a point where you feel like it's safe.
Now I'm at a safe place. I'm in a safe zone. I can drink safely. I can sip on my alcohol and not binge on it.
Mm.
And I can look at a bottle of Jameson and not feel like downing the whole darn thing. So I'm at a good place
done.
Now.
We're proud.
Mm, so this has definitely been, you know, a productive discussion. I think one of the very few that we
many
have.
Many ways, more than one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Are you considering it?
Oh, it what?
This?
This what?
Am I considering what? This whole subject?
Huh?
Are you considering for your life?
For it? Are you talking about dating?
No.
What are you talking about?
Quitting.
Huh?
Quitting.
Quitting what? Smoking.
Alcohol.
You know what? Already, I'm not even at a place where it's harmful. Because like I said, ever since I started smoking, I've just reduced. So now, literally, like I was saying, I drink wine most of the time. So
But wine is not your friend.
Well,
I feel like wine
in terms of making you horny when you can't then get the D. It's
how come? How come this has
like,
never happened to me? I'm trying. Let me not use the word never.
Sit down.
Okay.
Take a seat.
You probably don't remember.
I've just remembered that. I just remembered that my boyfriend might actually listen to this. But I find a lot of people talking about wine like that. Like wine makes you horny.
No,
wine
it does.
Guys,
okay.
Do you
it
understand
does.
What whiskey does to your insides? Do you
know.
Understand
like,
how many times you
no,
cross
but,
your
you
legs when
think...
you drink whiskey?
No, I think with wine.
Okay.
For me, maybe it's because I'm generally just a horny person.
Okay.
But like that's the wine, yeah.
I love how you embrace your horniness.
No, she loves it.
I feel like trying to hide it.
It's not
only
helping.
Block my blessings.
Yeah.
Maybe
because she needs that D.
That's
who's got
blessing.
My number and he's like, I want to smash this girl. I could be blocking my blessings, so why should I have it? Why? So yeah, it does. That I usually avoid wine when I'm towards my parents because that's I'm the horniest. So I avoid wine because I'm not trying to put myself through hell.
So. All right, guys.
So
thank you so much for your wise words.
Wise words. wise words.
All right, we're lounging with Mr. Okay.
I don't have a sound for
this
segment yet.
Lounging.
Thank you. Sound effects.
Down, you, I mean, I'm just trying to think. How would I even help you come out with a sound?
This. Yeah, I need your help.
Hey, what a wow!
What a wow!
We'll be waiting.
So yeah, we just wanted to ask you a couple of questions, Takoda. Uh-huh. We know you're an introvert and all of that, but I'm pretty sure when you turn up, you've got your own special come away of turning up and stuff. True. So tell us, Sunday is the best day to
Go on a drive.
Where to?
Anyhow.
That's what's called a drive, right?
Last Sunday I went, where did I go? To Dombosha. It was actually nice. I've never been there.
You were Dombosha?
Yeah.
I didn't see you. I was there.
No, well, we were just driving and we came back. What do you mean you didn't see me?
Then Chuk Chuk.
Dombosha,
I never
go there.
Next question, please.
Next question, please.
I was looking for you. All right. If the love of your life was a cocktail, what would it be?
Mojito.
Ooh,
I thought I was favorite. Hoping you would say Six on the Beach.
No, that's too
my
obvious.
Favorite, though.
Not really, because that shit really tastes good. So.
And so that would be obvious. All right, so you've got 3 words to tell us about your perfect weekend of fun. Go.
I struggle with such questions. What do you mean? 3 words.
3 words.
That just okay. What you for you like, is a good weekend.
Good weekend.
In 3
the
words.
Perfect weekend.
Like it could be activities.
It could be okay.
Like,
and that's
literally
it.
Like just 3 words. Your perfect weekend.
Come on. I should be creative or I should tell you about me.
No, tell us about the weekend.
Yeah,
yes.
Anything random that makes your weekend.
Weekend special.
It could be sitting by the weekend.
It could be pussy, money, weed. Pussy, money, weed. Pussy, money, weed.
Nah. I'll say recording. I'm always recording during weekends, so. Yeah,
but that's just one thing.
Or even Sasha.
That's just one thing.
Like, give us something. Anything.
Going to church and taking a drive. Yes, that's 3 things.
But that's not 3 words.
Exactly. Wow.
Shit.
Wow. No, you have to do this. Like, you're not going until you do it.
Church.
Music.
Studio,
drive.
Drive.
You did it. Look at
well
you.
Well done. Well
you
done.
You knew what I meant.
But it was fucking long, bruh. All right. So you meet the love of your life in the club. Uh-huh. What is she doing?
She's probably in the corner just drinking and looking at people like me. Like I would be doing. She can't dance.
She sounds
probably.
Weird.
You know, I really wanted to have Takoda last week on our show because we were talking about being socially awkward. And I'm so sure Takoda's kind of person who just gets somewhere then he just stands there and looks.
Low-key.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes?
Yeah. Now because of my job, I have to learn to do certain things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, when I'm on stage, it's different. But mm-hmm. if I want to have fun and go unplugged, it's different. Like, I struggle since I was little. So, yeah.
All right. So would you rather party with Beyonce or Rihanna?
Rihanna, obviously.
The why?
Original bad girl!
Well, how did you even think Beyonce? Twice? Why?
I feel like if you want to have like a romantic outing, you go with like Beyonce.
Work.
She won't get things to you.
She's too polished, man.
Can I ask Takoda a question based on that?
Yes, yeah. Please.
Please. All right. My question for you is, at 3 people, I want you to choose one.
Mm-hmm.
What's that guy's name? That one. Bryson Tiller.
Uh-huh.
Tory Lanez
mm-hmm.
or Chris Brown?
Bryson Tiller.
Yes.
And I'll tell you why.
Yes.
Why?
No, but seriously, okay. Bryson?
Yeah.
Why?
Do you know what I love meaning. I connect to people with people. Mm-hmm. When like if you listen to Bryson Tiller's song in Onzi, Yejaji, what's it called?
Which one? Let me explain.
Is it Let Me Explain?
Which one is it?
The one he talks about, don't judge me, what? I forgot the name, but he's it's like he's telling my story. He's talking about his daughter. Mm-hmm. Same thing,
okay.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Even his management, whatever happened in the past. So I couldn't.
You
want to
know why I asked that question?
Uh huh.
Because you're always saying that you look like.
We talked about Bryson Tiller, yes. Tory Lanez.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
I hear Tory Lanez, and that's probably because just the beard.
Yeah.
You said you don't like Tory Lanez.
No, I said I've heard people say you
a lot of people.
Like,
yeah.
Tory
Lanez.
But
I think
he's
a deep person. I think Tory Lanez.
The part of Takoda that kind of looks like Bryson is the one that's always wearing a cap.
Yeah.
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 Probably.
So is Tory Lanez.
Yeah, I told
Tory Lanez. Sorry. That he goes, you change for me.
And the super show off my vocal cords.
Because we can.
Like, I'm feeling left out.
Alright, so I need you to pick one out of these. Whiskey versus vodka.
What?
What?
He's a vodka person.
I drink vodka only.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know, because I don't struggle with my vocals after that. And I don't have a bad hangover.
Really?
I
think yeah, it does.
Do you think it's the
type of
whiskey?
Yeah, it is.
The more expensive like it becomes, God, the more... I'd rather have two keys.
Listen to these girls. All
right, moving on. Cider versus a beer.
Beer, obviously.
Rum versus gin.
Rum.
Lager versus draft. Ah, nice. Good choice. All right. So we're playing a game of fuck, marry, kill.
Fuck. Okay.
Who would you fuck?
Who would you marry? And who would you kill?
Between who and who and who?
Anyone.
Random
That's
people.
Your choice.
Yep.
I would kill.
Let's start with fuck, Kaname.
What?
Because I'm fuck, I need to think about it.
All right, it's all right.
I want to make
rash decisions.
Yeah.
He's being cautious.
Yeah.
Just in case they're listening, you know.
Like, good for you if they're listening.
I'd kill. Like an actual person.
Mm. Yeah. Or even if it's someone you
even a character. Like would you kill Black Panther or Thor or Deadpool?
Okay.
Would you marry Jesus? And then.
I'd kill that Korean. President.
Oh, Yakim.
Yes.
Why?
He's an ass.
Messed up.
Yeah.
He is messed up. What's the other one?
Mary.
Who would I marry?
Yeah.
I would marry. I'm trying to think of the name.
How can you forget your wife?
This is just my mind. Nah, it's just my mind is so overwhelmed. She's a singer. She's on Drake's album. What's her name? I don't know why I'm forgetting her name.
Sing the song.
Georgia. Do you know her? Mm-mm. You don't know her?
I don't know Georgia.
Maybe you want to marry her. Wow, you found the one. Good
and
for
fuck
you.
Her.
And
fuck
her.
Too.
Shit.
Just say Lisa.
You're like, same, I'd fuck her not. Too.
let me find pictures for you so you can see what I mean.
Yeah, because maybe we could fuck her too. Yeah. Like, you know?
I don't know, there's just something about her, man.
She's got that thing.
You might not understand.
Oh, she's got Solange vibes.
Oh,
wow. I get it. I told you.
She has like Solange vibes.
And her
totally
voice when she's singing.
She has Solange vibes.
She
seems very original.
But doesn't she look like a Shakina, though?
No, she's got Solange vibes.
You just saw one
Solange,
picture.
Beyonce
one video.
Just think of Beyonce sister.
It's so good. I'm jealous, bro. I wish I was a guy.
One.
Moving on. Let's get a freestyle from you, Taguna. It doesn't even have to be a freestyle. Like, sing something first before you go.
Again, I'm the only one who's not showing off. But anyway.
Ah, shame. Poor person.
Oh, let me sing Interlude from my album.
Thank you.
I don't really know all the lyrics because, you know, I record when I don't actually write.
Right,
yeah. I thought you were going to say you recorded your high.
Who knows?
No, that's actually, I feel like people who record when they're high, the music is always.
He just said, who knows?
I relate.
He like, said, who knows?
I
that's
said, who knows?
Just finish the sentence in your head. Baby girl.
Let him sing.
So, this is an interlude called I Belong.
Uriwangu,
Uriwangu, iwe, I belong. I belong to you. You got me feeling like a star. And you know I love you just the way you are. Shobiyangu, iwe. Hold me down, you should hold me down today. Usasundi gaire hora. I just wanna love you. Shika tachembera. And then the hook comes after that.
For a second, that song that made me feel single just for like 2 seconds. Well,
but you are single.
No, I am, but I don't feel single half the time.
Shit.
Why?
This is deep.
I enjoy it.
Let's talk about that.
She's not trying to be nobody's girlfriend.
For another day, like the long.
Oh, you're not trying to be attached.
No, yeah. I'm not trying to be a girlfriend. No.
But you know what?
There's nothing wrong with that.
I think there's something magical about all your interludes. My current ringtone is.
Oh, that one.
What did you know better as a ringtone?
For real. This is my phone. You got my password. Okay. But before you go, Tagore, I just wanted to say thank you so much for chilling with us. I know you've got a hectic schedule. Michael was literally playing hard to get with me. He's like, Sha, did we talk? Nizoro? Me? What? Ah, no, Tagore is busy. Like, you know, talk to me next week. But thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you to Tagore's manager for just keeping it real with us. I know we've got like so little time. We wish we went through the trumpet and the bus.
Hopefully we'll be able to have you again.
Thank you. When you have the second
birthday with Sakura, y'all.
Are we making this a ritual, Loki?
You guys, I think you guys are about to jump to the commitment stage.
We should do something about that.
All right. Thank you and all the best, Dave.
Thank you very much.
Bye bye. I can't believe what this girl's chasing over.
y'all made my day, y'all.
So it's been a very interesting show this week. We had Takura on it.
The last couple of 2 weeks we've been having pretty interesting.
Yeah, I think I like it when it's a full house and we hear like a lot of people just go crazy.
Today in particular we had like girl power going on.
Girl power.
You guys were like girl power. Chemistrizing in that corner. I was just here like I've got a man. But yeah, thank you so much for tuning in to Capital 263. Yeah. Make sure you subscribe.
Free to say it, free to do it.
So. Subscribe on iTunes, Iono.fm. I hear some of you have been complaining, but I haven't seen the show in so long and all of that. The only way to avoid that is by subscribing so that every time it comes through, you are the first to know. And, you know, in case I don't promote it early enough, you would have already gotten it.
I think soon we should like have like an Instagram page for it and like post the upcoming episode so people
can
like
can start.
So look out for that, guys.
Definitely.
It's been good being here, guys.
It's been great.
I've had the most fun today. I think this was the perfect birthday present for my bestie. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I feel honored to have like the founder of the show here. I know Lisa, but like
not in this capacity.
Kind of set up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and it's so nice to hear someone saying I've liked what you've done with the show when they started.
I have.
The fact that you know you're both older than me, and like I'm the youngest little crew.
And we know that you're so crazy, so we're just like bring
and, like,
it on.
Y'all are like just like.
Just be yourself. Just come be your home.
Here's a tissue, man.
Phil Rose, my darling. Phil Rose.
So, yeah, you know how to get in touch with me. It's the Queen Dre, THAQWRE.
It's that bubbly Lisi, _ that bubbly Lisi.
Your girl, Lala Machonisa, one word, small letters.
So we'll be seeing you next week.
Yeah. Have a good weekend. Turn up.
I hope I'll be here next week. Bye, y'all.
Watch.
Love you.
Bye. And now. Capital 263.